question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Robert, Mary with you now for our personal connection segment of today's two-hour live broadcast, and we're sponsored by Travel Guard Travel Insurance.
Don't be the type of traveler who thinks, oh, it's never going to happen to me. The reality is you just never know when it comes to emergency situations when you travel. If you're planning a vacation or an important trip, don't put your investment or well-being at risk. Do what we do and purchase travel insurance online from our friends at TravelGuard.com. It's affordable, and it gives you a lot of different packages and protection to choose from.
It really does, and whether you're going to be skiing, escaping the winter weather on an island, or taking any other type of adventure, get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com. You'll find a link as well at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
Casper Craven is a successful entrepreneur and widely sought-after speaker for his inspirational and motivational story. Why? Well, it's not every day you sail around the world with your wife and kids and manage businesses, including even selling one while you're away at sea. I won't give away any more, but let's head to that show hotline and say hello to Casper, who joins us now for our personal connection segment.
Welcome to the show, Casper. Mary and I appreciate you joining us today.
Fantastic. It's great to be here with you.
Well, great to have you all the way from the UK. First, congrats on completing a sailing trip around the world with your wife and kids. That is quite a story I'm sure you're going to be able to share with your grandkids someday. And I really want to know, what was it about buying a boat and sailing it around the world with your family without a full crew, as many boaters would want to have, that felt so compelling to the point where you and your wife just knew you had to do this?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. Well, it's interesting where it's super interesting where it all started from, because back in late 2009 it was, we were like your average family. We had two young kids, and we were struggling with many of the things in life that most people do. How do we create enough money? How do we figure out our relationship? What's our purpose in life, and what's really meaningful to us? And back in 2009, we were having a reasonably tough time figuring out all those questions. And, we had these young kids, they were 2 and 4 back then, and we barely saw them. And thought, this is crazy. What's the sort of, what's a story of the future that's much more exciting for us? So basically we sat down and said, look, let's just literally write a script of our future that is much more exciting than where we are today. And we came up with this crazy idea of getting on a boat for 2 years and sailing around the world, which was crazy because we didn't have the money. My wife, she couldn't sail. She'd been seasick, and she'd been on a boat. We didn't have a boat, so lots of good reasons why it shouldn't have happened. But we got really excited about this idea because it was a chance to go and spend 2 years with our kids and go and create some amazing memories and experience the world together. Basically it was just sort of driven out of those struggles and the fact that, this isn't just enough. And we were saying to ourselves, one day we'll go and do these things. But we came to the conclusion, one day will never, ever happen unless we grab hold of it and actually go and do something.
And you made it happen.
Yeah,
so that's basically where the idea came from.
So, Casper, thank you for sharing that. And for our listeners, just so that they are aware of this, this was a 5-year plan, and you guys stuck to it for 5 years, which is impressive. So let's get to this amazing trip. How long were you at sea? And this is a broad question, but overall, how did your young children fare on this journey?
Yeah, so we were at sea for 2 years. And, the thing about kids, right, our three kids, they were 9, 7, and 2 when we left. And kids are, super adaptable, that's my experience. And so we just experienced all sorts of different stuff. So we were homeschooling on board. We were going to different amazing places. And we were there together as a tight family unit with the 5 of us. And, we just experienced the entirety of the world together. And, we were just like any normal family. We had highs and we had lows. The kids had tantrums and threw their toys because they're going to do that wherever they are in the world.
Right.
And, we just experienced life together, but just in a very different environment.
So speaking of tantrums, in your book, and for our listeners, the book is called Where the Magic Happens. You do capture a lot of special moments, lots of highs and some tough moments, i.e. tantrums and some other things. I won't give it away. But give everyone listening, just kind of a brief snapshot of maybe a moment or a situation that was so moving for you and your family that you still think about it.
Oh, got lots of those moments. What comes to mind? The, I remember as we were sailing across the Pacific Ocean. So we'd left Panama and we were sailing out to this little group of islands called the Marquesas Islands. They're about 4,000 miles off the coast of Panama. And we were probably about 2 weeks into this voyage. And it was really calm seas, and it was just the most beautiful starry night. And I remember sitting up on deck with my daughter, Bluebell. She was nine then. And I remember lying on deck with her, looking up at the stars. And we were just talking about, you know, whether there's other life forms out there, what's going on those other planets. And it was just a real amazing moment of connection just out there in the middle of the nature, in the middle of the world. And we had boats just gliding through the water. Yeah. And we had lots of moments like that. But that really sticks in my mind, that particular.
Beautiful image.
You know, Casper, you right now, you're in our personal connection section of our show today. And this is the part of our program where we try to focus on more of the inspirational or transformational sides of travel. And that could take on many different meetings. But I want to get a little personal with you, frankly. I want to know, how is your life different today after the sailing adventure?
Yeah, so, I mean, look, it basically turned everything in our life through 180 degrees. So let's take our relationship first, right? We were, beforehand, we were not that far away from getting divorced because we were arguing about money, about not seeing the kids, about what we really wanted to do in life. But by coming up with a story that was exciting for both of us, and we've gone on to create more stories, that totally turned our relationship around, and it could have broken us. Unless we'd done something different about that. So relationship-wise, it changed things. Financially, it turned things around because, yeah, back then, you know, I had a small business. We were losing money. I couldn't afford to buy like a tiny little rowing boat, let alone a boat to sail around the world.
Sure.
And because we came up with this idea that was so strong and so powerful, that forced us to go and sort of go through the training, the learning, the humility necessary to create the money to go and do that. And then on top of that, it just brought us together as a family. So we had this amazing bedrock of experiences, some good, some bad, and it's really bonded us together as a family.
Well,
whole experience.
That what you just said, clearly, I think, is very relatable to people listening around the country right now. You know, many couples, frankly, they get stuck in the planning phases of big trips, and they don't always get to see it through. And I'm not just talking about a trip, you know, of what you're talking about, because most people are not going to do that. It could just be something as simple as going to Europe or South America or wherever. So, you know, in a few words, you know, tell us how you and your wife really managed to stay on the goal for those 5 years, because as you said, you know, things were kind of rocky for the two of you.
They really were. So look, here's the key. The key was spending 6 months just talking about what that future story looked like. And in that time, we suspended all the how-to questions. Because the moment you come up with a big, bold goal, all the different things come rushing into your mind. Oh, I can't do it because I haven't got the money. I don't know how to do this. I haven't got the skill to do this. And the danger is if you focus on those, you get overwhelmed by them. You stop, you give up. And, you know, the one-day plan goes back to being one day. Whereas what we did is we wrote down every single thing, and we said we're going to tackle those one at a time. Because I promise you, if you try and take them all together, it'll kill the idea. So just literally one problem at a time, let's figure out the answer to it. But it was only after we got so clear on that idea that it became so exciting that I literally said that's the thing that pulled us forward into the future.
And that took on a life.
Well, a great perspective, one problem at a time.
Yeah, what do they say, brick by brick, step by step?
Casper, before we run out of time, when we're about to, you have about 50 seconds for this, but I'd love to know if there was a particular destination that you and your family really were drawn to and still recall as a standout destination.
Oh, there were so many. So one place that I absolutely loved was Panama, because they have amazing islands on both sides, on the Caribbean side, on the Pacific side. There's the city, which is just crazy. You've got the canal. I mean, there's just so much there packed into a small space. So I would say if someone's got a couple of weeks, Panama is just an amazing destination just to go and have some fun.
That's at Panama. And I also, I mean, in reading a little, I saw that the Galapagos, you know, that also seemed very special to you guys.
Oh. Yeah. Galapagos was incredible. The Tuamotu Islands in the Pacific. There's another one in the Indian Ocean called Cocos Keeling. I mean, that was just stunning. You're swimming with sort of, you know, coral and turtles and sharks around you.
Well, listen, Casper, you're talking to a travel audience, and I think you have certainly enticed us all to go travel and experience some of this. So we really do appreciate that. And everyone listening around the country right now, you know, for more information or to pick up a copy of Casper's book, just check it out. You can find it at his website, Casper Craven. That's Caspar Craven.com. Casper, really nice speaking with you today. I'm so happy for you and your family. Enjoy the rest of the weekend, okay?
Thank you. Pleasure talking to you.
Oh, thanks for sharing your story, Casper. Take care.
You're very welcome.
All right, there goes Casper. And folks, when you do go to his website, you can actually download the first chapter of the book if you want. You can read it for free.
That is some story.
It is. Right now, it is time for us to pause again for a few commercial messages from our sponsors. During the break, we're going to have Bobby try to connect in Rudy with us. So stick around. There's more RM World Travel coming right up.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.